Welcome. Today, we're discussing a fascinating article from the Financial Times pondering whether human brains have peaked. Buckle up, folks. This is a thought-provoking one.
I'm intrigued. So are we getting dumber? Spill the tea.
Well, not exactly dumber, but the article points to a potential decline in our ability to reason and problem solve. Think of it like, we have the same hardware, but the software is glitching.
Glitching? How so? Is it like our brains are full of too many open tabs?
Kind of. The article cites several studies, including PISA scores, showing a decline in reasoning skills since the early 2010s, across all age groups. It's not just kids. Adults are struggling too. And it's not just reading. Math and science are affected as well.
So what's the culprit? Bad education? Too much reality TV?
The article suggests our changing relationship with information. We've gone from actively seeking knowledge to passively scrolling through endless feeds and notifications. It's like drinking from a fire hose of information. Overwhelming and not very thirst-quenching.
I see, interesting. So too much screen time fries our brains? Is that it?
Not quite. It's not screen time itself, but how we use it. The constant context switching, the passive consumption, it's impacting our ability to focus and process information deeply. The article specifically mentions a statistic showing a quarter of adults in high-income countries and 35% in the U.S. struggle with mathematical reasoning, even in basic tasks.
Wow, 35%. That's alarming. But I disagree slightly. Doesn't access to so much information also empower us in many ways? We can learn anything, connect with anyone anytime.
Absolutely. The article acknowledges that active, intentional use of technology can be beneficial. But the problem is, much of our interaction isn't intentional. We're bombarded with information we didn't ask for, constantly distracted, and pulled in a million directions. It's like trying to read a book in a crowded, noisy room. You can technically do it, but it's not ideal for comprehension.
Got it. So it's less about the information itself and more about how we engage with it. Sounds like a call for digital mindfulness.
Precisely. The article concludes that our underlying intellectual capacity hasn't diminished, but the digital environment hinders its full expression. It's a wake-up call to be more intentional about our technology use. Maybe we should all try a digital detox once in a while?
I'm in. Food for thought. Thanks for breaking that down. Until next time, listeners.
Goodbye, everyone, and remember to think critically about your digital consumption.
Goodbye.